my utmost for his highest. April the 30th. The spontaneity of love. Love suffereth long and is kind. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8. Love is not premeditated, it is spontaneous. That is, it bursts up in extraordinary ways. There is nothing of mathematical certainty in Paul's category of love. We cannot say, "Now I am going to think no evil. I am going to believe all things." The characteristic of love is spontaneity. We do not set the statements of Jesus in front of us as a standard. But when the Spirit is having his way with us, we live according to his standard without even knowing it. And on looking back, we are amazed at the disinterestedness of a particular emotion, which is the evidence that the spontaneity of real love was there. In everything to do with the life of God in us, its nature is only discerned when it is past. The springs of love are in God, not in us. It is absurd to look for the love of God in our hearts naturally. It is only there when it has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. If we try to prove to God how much we love him, it is a sure sign that we do not love him. The evidence of our love for him is the absolute spontaneity of our love. It comes naturally. In looking back, we cannot tell why we did certain things. We did them according to the spontaneous nature of his love in us. The life of God manifests itself in this spontaneous way, because the springs of love are in the Holy Spirit.